I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, probably Thanksgiving Thursday, I'll be in a little bit of pain running the 4.737 miles of the Manchester Road Race before we take our break for the holiday. And I will tell you, we just got an updated number, by the way. There are over 10,000 registered runners. They're at 10,161, and they had 11,060 last year. And you know there's a bunch of late arrivals here. So they're definitely going to have more than last year, which is great. I think they'd go up to like 15. And the cost to register goes up this coming Saturday. So right now it's $37, which is it's great. It goes up to 42 after Saturday. So if you're interested and you want to do it, you might as well get on board now. You just go to ManchesterRoadRace.com and take care of it. We're super lucky with our relationship with them to get to talk to a lot of different people, you know, from the athletes to, you know, we talked with Highland Park Market last week. Mark Carroll, former Olympian, I think he won Manchester twice, and he's the honorary chair of this 88th race, joining us now on Brian & Company. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
So you're running the show with at the BAA right now?
Yes, I'm the director of performance here. I oversee the running club and our high performance team here, Brian.
Yeah, I'm a 9.5 minute miler, but can I get a bib for Boston? Because I can't get one. I can't qualify, and all the fundraisers I try to get into, they're full. I mean, you got to hook a brother up.
I can give you a training program. That's about it.
I know they're hard to come by. So can you go back? I mean, it's been a long time, and people don't know Mark Carroll. He ran for Providence College. He won multiple national titles. He's from the country of Ireland. And now, did you actually ever make it to the Olympics? Because I know you had a couple tries at it, but I don't know if you ever get there?
I did. I ran two, actually. I ran in 2000 and 2004, and I was on the 96 team but got injured, unfortunately, so I was lucky to run two, Brian.
It's pretty cool. It's good stuff. Talk about you won twice here in Manchester. Before we get to some sort of training things and other things about running, I want to ask you, how important was like a race like this for you in your career when you won it some like 25-plus years ago?
Yeah, I mean, even when I was in college in Providence, you know, I was hearing about the Manchester Road Race, that this was a big race on the professional circuit. And some Irish guys before me, like John Tracy and Eamon Coughlin, had won it. And I happened to be in New York, actually, in 1996, and the late PJ Tierney there from Manchester, he approached me, fellow Irishman, and said, hey, you have to come to Manchester and you have to win this race. So there was the added pressure of the Irish connection. So I came in 96, and I thought I would be able to come in here and win right away, but it took me 3 attempts to win, and finally didn't win until 1998. But, I just loved coming to the race and competing against some of the best athletes in the country and from around the world on Thanksgiving Day there, you know?
How does – I mean, there was a stretch of real elite runners from Ireland. Is it still the case, or was that sort of like peak running for your country?
Well, John Tracy and Eamon Coughlin, another guy, John Doherty, won it as well. Irish runners were doing very, very well on the distance circuit back then. And we still have some very, very good talents running around the world. We just don't see as many coming to Manchester. You know, a lot of younger Irish athletes actually stay in Ireland now. And many do not come to the U.S. like I did myself. So it's probably why we don't see as many in Manchester.
You know, we're talking to Mark Carroll, former Olympian, two-time Manchester Road Race winner, the honorary chair for the 88th race. So you're kind of local now. Are you gonna run this year, or are you just going to come to the luncheon? Like, how are you going to participate?
I won't be running, unfortunately, because I believe I'm going to be calling the race for radio with Tris Carter on the press truck. So I'm going to get to see it from the press truck, which is going to be great. And it'll be a busy week with the luncheon, and we have a Scholastic event on Tuesday. And then, of course, race day will be a busy one. So I'm just looking forward to coming back and just feeling that energy, Brian, that, only Manchester has on Thanksgiving Day, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome. I've run it now. This will be, I don't know if this will be my third or fourth. It is, It is special because an average runner like me who's terrible can still feel awesome because there's thousands of people cheering you on. It's just a kind of a neat thing for the average person to get to experience that. We're talking with Mark Carroll, a former Olympian and two-time winner of Manchester. I want to ask you a couple running questions. You know, as an elite runner, it's running and swimming are these sort of events that you wonder how far the body can go. You know what I mean? Like, what is? I mean, records are still being broken, but I think you still hold some records in Ireland. I mean, what is it like for these athletes? And I mean, the temptation maybe to do other things to enhance. I don't know, but like, it's hard to fathom that the body can be faster than it is in 2024, but yet somehow incrementally it still does. Is there a limit to how fast people can go?
I suppose there may be a limit at some point, but, you know, I think sometimes we hold ourselves back. We might limit what we believe we're capable of, and then someone comes out and runs even faster. So, you know, and of course we have shoe technology now, you know, the modern shoes are very, very fast shoes, and people recover a lot quicker from training and workouts. So there's a lot of other factors. We know a lot more about nutrition and rest. And so I think all combined, these are the reasons why we're seeing people run so much faster today than 10 or 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, I mean, is that the biggest difference, the shoe technology, or is it the overall just commitment to training and nutrition?
I think globally we know more about training. You know, the internet, of course, has been around a long time, but we've learned from other coaches from around the country, around the world, and the shoes are a factor. But I think overall knowledge of training, nutrition, recovery, what we need to do, stretching, strength and conditioning, all this stuff. It's a whole package, really. I think, Brian, why, you know, we see so many people running so fast these days.
Well, we're excited to have you on board as the honorary chair for the 88th race. It's an incredible community event, and I mean, it is awesome. And we're glad to have you here. And I mean, Dr. Carta is an awesome guy to hang with. The winners will probably do it in what, like five times, like it'll be like 26, 7 minutes. I don't even know. It's got to be
faster. Yeah. I think the men's race will average somewhere around 4:30 per mile, and maybe faster. And the women's race will average 5 minute pace, or possibly a little bit faster than that per mile.
My gosh.
And that's with the hill.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mark, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely, Brian. Looking forward to coming back to Manchester next week.
Awesome. Be well. Mark Carroll, former Olympian, former two-time winner here at the Manchester Road Race and the honorary chair. Just a guy who's, I mean, he was a head coach at Auburn University and then Drake University. Now he's with the Boston Athletic Association training their elite runners. So guy knows his stuff. I just can't imagine.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.